Our amazing God is a triune God, three persons, one God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. But how do you know that that God, our God, has always been that way? Can you prove it in the Old Testament to show that God is three persons, yet one God? In the New Testament, it's pretty obvious. Think of the baptism of Jesus. Jesus is there, he's getting baptized, God the Father from heaven speaks, "This is my Son whom I love, with him I am well pleased." Holy Spirit is there in the form of a dove lighting on Jesus. So you see all three distinct persons of the triune God there at Jesus' baptism. But what about the Old Testament? Can you prove that God is three persons yet one in the Old Testament? Now, the first thing you could do is you could look into an amazing passage, Deuteronomy chapter 6, where it's very clear where God says, "The Lord our God, the Lord is one." So clearly you see God is one, but did you know in that passage, God reveals himself as more than that? The word that God uses in the Hebrew there for God is actually in the plural. So God reveals himself to be more than one. We know that to be three distinct persons. But you don't have to know grammar in Hebrew in order to know that God in the Old Testament reveals himself as more than one. Go into the beginning of creation. When God is talking and he's creating mankind, and God says this, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness." God reveals himself to be more than one, not specifically three yet, but more than one right there. But then you turn to this. You turn to Numbers chapter 6, and God shows himself to be three. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace." Did you catch it? Did you catch that there's three the Lords there? And each of those the Lords refers to one different person of the Holy Trinity. And so the first the Lord is God the Father, who blesses you, who keeps you, provides for you, takes care of you. The next the Lord is Jesus, who makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And that's the work of Jesus. Jesus pours grace, pours love, favor into our lives. The final, the Lord, is God the Holy Spirit, that he turns his face towards you, God's loving, grace-filled mercy towards you, and gives you peace, because that's the work of God the Holy Spirit. He brings us to faith, grows us in the faith, anoints our lives with peace. God is a triune God, not just the New Testament. You see it here in the Old Testament, because God was, is, and always will be that triune God who loves you, who provides for you. And now you know that God has always been, always will be, and is the loving God who provides for you everything that you need.